Order. Order.
Parliament's last week in 2010 began on Tuesday with a surprise request from the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave for the Honourable Pansy Wong to make her valedictory statement forthwith.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none.
But before Pansy Wong bid farewell to the Chamber, where she'd been an MP since 1996, her Prime Minister faced more questions about her travels in China from Labour's Pete Hodgson.
Would he be surprised to learn that, having approved his Minister's private travel to China in December 2008, Mrs Wong was greeted in Lian Yonggong by a large pre-printed banner which translated read, "Warm welcome to New Zealand Cabinet Minister to visit and inspect our company," close quote. Does he therefore still believe the trip was private and the mistake unplanned and inadvertent?
The right
Speaker,
Honourable Prime
to the latter part of the question, yes, and to the former part of the question, no, because when one goes to China and one is an important person, often there are banners. I accept that that member would have never had one other than goodbye and see you later.
The Speaker had a similar response to Pete Hodgson's request for a snap debate on the resignation of the former Minister for Women's Affairs.
I received a letter for an urgent debate from the Honourable Pete Hodgson seeking to debate under Standing Order 380, the announcement that Pansy Wong has accepted that she breached Cabinet Manual rules in her conduct as a Minister and will be resigning from Parliament as a result. The Member provided no authentication for the statement set out in his letter. An anticipated announcement cannot be a particular case of recent occurrence. The application is therefore declined.
But within minutes of that decision, Pansy Wong was winding up her farewell speech by thanking her husband Sammy for his support.
The journey has been remarkable, and it is time for me to exit the political life. Sammy, I am coming home.
New Zealand's first MP and Cabinet Minister of Asian descent, Pansy Wong's resignation creates a vacancy in the Auckland electorate of Botany, which she won in the 2008 general election. That's expected to be filled by the winner of a by-election next year, while her valedictory was followed on Tuesday by a maiden speech from the winner of the recent Mana by-election, Chris Farfoy.
It is an honour to serve such a diverse and strong community. It's also an honour to be the first Tokelauan MP to serve in this House of Representatives. We are a small and proud nation who have the privilege and are proud of being New Zealanders.
Labour's newest MP, Chris Farfoy, on Tuesday, when, after adding an extra 25 hours of chamber time by taking urgency last week, the government allowed members to go home 2 hours early at 8 p.m, with Wednesday's sitting lasting just under 4 hours when the House began the long summer break, with the Speaker making the final contribution to the adjournment debate.
As we depart to enjoy some relaxation this Christmas, I'm sure we'll all want to remember the families of the Pike River miners so tragically killed just a few short weeks ago. Christmas for those families won't be the same. Such a family-focused time will reinforce their awful loss. Our thoughts and prayers will be with them this Christmas.
And that was one of two major disasters that dominated the year, as the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, reminded members in his adjournment debate speech.
The first is the Canterbury earthquake, of course, where there were so many people displaced for a short time but then got back in their homes once they realised they were safe. That sort of incident, to put it into scale, is the fourth biggest earthquake incident insurance-wise since 1970. It is the third biggest insurance payout for any disaster this year.
As Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee had a busy year.
127 bills received the Royal Assent. 12 of them are waiting for the Royal Assent at the moment, which is double last year's 66 in total. Written questions lodged have doubled from 19,822 to 39,817. So, can I say to all members, I think you do deserve a break.
And the Speaker had special thanks for the assistance in all that work from the Clerk's Office, led by the Clerk of the House.
Mary Harris is an extraordinarily competent extraordinarily competent clerk. We are so lucky to be served by her. And can I mention also her EA, Andy, who is just a gem. And I think the two are a formidable team.
And as always, Lockwood Smith had the final word, bringing the year in the House to an end with this announcement.
The House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 8 February 2011.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.